Are you running on empty?
Good morning and welcome. You're listening to the Computer Guys. I'm Dave.
And I'm Kevin, and we're the Computer Guys here from Macatawa Technologies for the next 25 minutes to answer all your computer and technology-related questions.
That's right, Kev. We've taken 2 weeks off, so I'm sure the phone lines will be lit up with all of our listeners who have been waiting to ask us all these questions. Number here is 395-1450.
Or just really wanting to talk to us. I mean, I know it's possible that you've missed us. So, I was on vacation. Dave was on vacation. And then I was out of town last week. So, yeah, man, has it been 3 weeks for me?
Yeah, for you, probably a month.
Well, no, it's probably 3 weeks. 3 weeks wrong. So the two.
Three off. You had three off.
This is amazing. I thought this chair felt different. This view, something different. Nope, I just haven't been here in a while. So
we've got a couple emails here to check as well.
Yeah, but it's good to be back here Saturday morning doing the show. So definitely give us a call. Dave, what's the number?
395-1450.
That's right. Or you can send us an email, computerguys@whtc.com. We'll be checking that throughout the show as well as throughout the week. So if you're at a computer, yours, somebody else's, if yours isn't working, go ahead and send us an email and we'll try and get to it on the show.
That's right. Okay, we've had some time off. We've got opened up the email this morning. We've got some spam.
Of course. Some junk. Great.
Not too bad, though.
Let's see. Did we win any more lotteries this week?
No. But somebody used the Computer Guy's email address, or it's obviously spam.
Oh, really?
It's from PayPal, allegedly.
They want us to verify
it's a receipt for...
What did we buy?
Brand new Nokia 8800 cell phone for $474.
Yeah, I needed one of those. That seems like a lot. That better be one of those ones that slides out and has the keyboard and plays videos and all that stuff.
Oh, look at this. It says shipping info, Bill Chang and... Seiko, Maine. Mm. And then there's a little button that says dispute transaction. You click on it, takes you to a fake website.
Yeah. Does it say PayPal at the top or does it have just a number? Like in the address?
Oh, no. It's just a totally different website. Doesn't even make any sense. So just another one of those emails. They call that phishing.
That's right. With a PH.
But it could be phishing with an F too, though. You know, because they're fishing for information. I don't think they needed to add the PH.
It makes it cool. Just like fat.
Well, no, like the band.
Well, that works too. Because they're cool.
They were. So here's some big news, Kev. Apple, the big Apple company, who's known for making MP3 players, actually makes computers as well, if you didn't know that.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I hadn't seen one of those in a while.
But Apple does not make computers with those CRT tubes anymore. Those old
television style
TV. Yep, the glass, the ones that go dunk 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 when you hit it in the front.
Instead of,
well, it makes that hollow kind of that noise. Yep.
Here, should we get the mic closer so you can hear that?
Our listeners know.
Okay.
They can tap their TV. So Apple is giving the tube the boot. Apple Computer is completely eliminating traditional cathode ray tube monitors. Those are the bulky computer monitors that look a little like TV sets. Now only flat panel LCD monitors are in the Apple product lineup. The last Apple to get the LCD makeover is the all-in-one Mac made specifically for schools. Apple is introducing a new $900 iMac. It replaces the eMac, which was the company's last remaining CRT-based model. And I can't tell you the last time that we sold a CRT, one of these old monitors. I bet it's been 3 years.
I'm trying to think of the number we've sold total.
Maybe 4 or 5.
Yep. People just, I mean, you just don't really want them.
Well, we got into business when LCDs were just getting popular back in 2002.
Yeah, and the prices come down so much that it used to be a little bit cheaper to buy. Now it's not. Often you don't even see it as an option when you're buying a new computer. So,
well, it is an option on a few of the Dells.
Some of the low-end ones.
Yeah.
Or some of the really high-end ones.
But I haven't had any requests for it lately.
Nope. So, and not that that's a problem.
So there you go. There's the big news. The CRTs.
Gone.
Haven't already gotten rid of them. Are gone.
Yep. Apple dumped them. So if you want an Apple, you want one of those, it's not going to work for you. So... This is interesting. XM seeks a court relief from the RIAA lawsuit. I don't know if you've heard about this. XM Satellite Radio is asking a federal judge to kick out a copyright lawsuit filed against the company by the recording industry. At issue is a new iPod-like device offered by XM. It's called the Inno, and it lets users store up to 50 hours of music recorded off the satellite service. XM Satellite claims the 1992 Home Recording Audio Act protects the company from being sued. For its part, the Recording Industry Association of America accuses XM of massive wholesale infringement of label copyrights because the device can record music and automatically organize the recordings by song and artist. Well, regardless of what happens with that lawsuit, that's a pretty cool device. Automatically organized by song and artist. 50 hours of recorded XM content. It's pretty cool.
I don't think it's such a bad thing.
No.
What happened about the tape player? You could tape off the radio.
Exactly.
It's not massive infringement.
Uh-huh. So we'll see what happens with that.
People, Kev, if they would make better music, maybe people would buy more songs.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, what do you do? Where do you go for groceries?
Well, usually I go to Weersma's.
Yeah?
On the corner of South Shore and I don't remember what that was called anymore. I drive it every day. But anyway, Weersma's. Myrtle. There you go. Why?
Well, you want to go to Amazon.com?
No. Or I go to Meijer. Well, Thrifties. It's not Meijer, it's Thrifties.
They're offering groceries. So in the form of books and music, but now the site is also offering food for your tummy. The internet seller is now running an online grocery store. The store sells more than 1,200 brands of food, ranging from household products to organic food. Amazon is offering incentives for first-time customers of the new service. So go ahead, check it out, Amazon.com.
No,
you can buy groceries.
You know, I don't think that's going to ever fly.
I don't think so either, because lots of people have tried it, and it hasn't worked.
You know, I don't know. I don't really like to get groceries. But, for me, the way I shop for groceries, Kev, whenever I want to eat dinner, I'll stop at Weersma's on the way home.
Yeah, for you. I mean, it's just down the street. It's on your way home anyway. So
I don't think Amazon can ship in 20 minutes.
No, but if they could, more people might buy online.
If Weersma's, I don't even have an internet connection at home. But if Weersma's did that, free delivery to the neighborhood there, because I live just maybe 5 blocks
away. See, you couldn't do free unless you had a minimum order of like 100 bucks or something.
50 bucks.
I don't know. You'd lose your shirt if you're trying to keep your prices low.
Well, let's go ahead, Kev, and we'll head to the phone lines here this morning.
But I do want to hear, if anybody has bought groceries from Amazon, let us know how it went for you.
Well, let's go ahead and head to the phone lines. This is Diana. Good morning. You're on with the computer guys. Diana, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yep, there you are.
Okay. Question regarding, I have a Toshiba satellite laptop. And I've been experiencing problems with the touchpad.
Okay.
Sometimes when you turn the computer on, the mouse is just frozen and won't respond. And Control-Alt-Delete doesn't work, so I just basically have to power it down and then restart. Sometimes it comes back right away. Sometimes I have to do it a couple of times. Then yesterday I was playing with it. Well, I called tech support, and they had me uninstall and then reboot the computer, and then it reinstalled the drivers for the mouse.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked fine for a while. And then this error popped up, and that's the first time I've ever gotten an error regarding the touchpad that says the advanced features of your touchpad have been disabled because the Synaptics touchpad driver has detected another pointing device plugged into your computer. But I don't have any other pointing device. I don't even have anything else plugged into my computer.
Okay, and it did that after they had you uninstall it?
Yeah.
Okay. My guess is that it's probably not reinstalled properly.
Oh, so I should try that again?
Well,
your better bet is going to be to go to Toshiba's website and do a search for any updated drivers based on the model number of your computer.
Okay.
It'll basically
before, too.
And you got the newest driver?
Well, it didn't look like it said I already had the best, the newest driver for my computer. There was no update for it.
They're usually, does this one have a touchpad and the little touch point? Looks like a little eraser in the center of your keyboard? Or is it only,
No, it doesn't have that. No.
Have you ever used a mouse with it in the past?
No.
No, you've never used that.
I do have the computer networked with my desktop computer.
That shouldn't matter. It shouldn't be able to pick up another device like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I would. When you went to Toshiba's website, did you do like an auto driver search? And that's when it told you that you had the newest driver?
I don't remember. I did it like a couple of weeks ago.
Okay.
After I got through the whole thing, and it seemed to me that I got a message that said I must have done an auto detect because it came back and said, well, you already have the...
Yeah, because some of those don't actually, the auto searches don't actually work.
Oh.
And so if there's a manual way to do it, usually there is. You can get the newest driver.
Okay.
And you'd want to double check that.
So if I did find a newer driver, would I uninstall the existing driver and then...
It should allow you to just go ahead and install the new one, and it'll update it to the newest version.
I see.
And then it'll probably have you restart, and it should be all set.
Okay. Well, I can try that. I was just trying to... They gave me a service call number to take it in and get it fixed because it's still under warranty.
But sure.
I'm, like, trying to figure out, okay, is it a hardware problem or is it a software problem?
Well, yeah, if this fix didn't work for you, then you would want to explore the hardware problem because it's definitely a possibility.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Good luck there, Diana. Hopefully that'll take care of it.
All right.
See ya. I was going to say otherwise what I would do, Kev, is just try and install the, because you always get the disc that it comes with the drivers. Just try and install it off of there.
Yeah, sometimes I'm guessing with Toshiba it's going to be a recovery. And not going to be a separate disc. So, yeah, always with that, anytime you're having an issue, check the manufacturer's website. Getting the newest driver often fixes problems.
They don't make it easy, though, do they?
No, they don't, because you have to search by model number, and then you have to search by your operating system. And sometimes they list 4 different versions of the driver, and then you have to look at the release date.
And the names are kind of cryptic, too.
Yep, GRX07XP91.
Yeah.
Sure.
And, well, it'll have, like, the name above it, but you're not quite sure. Is this what I want?
How about newest touchpad driver? That works for me.
Plain English. Wouldn't that be nice?
Oh, yeah.
It's not how computer geeks think often.
No, I don't know why.
Unless, of course, you have an Apple and you just have, you know, there's only one line of computers, the MacBooks and MacBook Pro, and there's no drivers to search for or anything like that. I just wanted to, you know, just throw that out there.
Whatever.
It's because
they always do those updates every time you turn on your computer. They always want to update.
Automatically.
Yeah, exactly. And then something goes wrong, and then what happens?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Exactly.
Josh and his Macs.
Yeah, crazy Macs.
Hey, speaking of Mac, hold on. I have a story in this giant stack of news here.
Giant stack. Weeks and weeks of news.
Well, anyway, I can't find the story, but I can tell you. Oh, here it is. The last page, of course. The French approve a measure to force Apple to make iTunes compatible. French are trying to force Apple Computer to make iTunes software harmonized with the makers of other music download software and digital music players. Lawmakers have given final approval to legislation that would force Apple to make its iPod music player and iTunes online store work with devices and downloads offered by its rivals. Right, as of now, songs bought on iTunes can only be played on iPod, and iPods can't play downloads from other stores like Napster.
Interesting.
Well, that's because you know what they're doing. They're all fighting it out, trying to make only their software. All these companies do it, Napster and everybody else. Just
want to be exclusive.
No, we want to be exclusive. You have to have ours. They only would learn to play nicely.
Yep.
Then maybe
more people would use them.
Yeah. Maybe I would buy an iPod.
Sure, maybe.
Or maybe one of our listeners would give me an iPod.
That'd be nice. I bet if they gave you one, you'd listen.
Well, they did send it. They send us emails, but
nobody sends us iPods.
We had an email here, Kev. It says, when I try to email a video from my digital camera, it will not send. That's all it says. I think I don't know if we'll have enough information to answer that one. That one was from Bob. But emailing video from a digital camera, it just won't send. I mean, as long as, Kev, you've got a... digital camera that records video. You had any problems sending video?
The only thing you run into is size issues. Now, if you're talking a standard digital camera, it's going to record in some variant that'll play with QuickTime. Generally, that's what they use. And it's a compressed format. And often, you know, you can basically, you start, depending on your email provider, you can safely send probably about a 2 meg file. Over that, it may or may not send. A lot of times they're expanding it now to 10 megs, you know, like Yahoo and some of the other major providers will allow you up to a 10 meg file. So you may or may not be able to send because the file's too big. But with a camera like mine and some of the other high-end cameras, it doesn't compress it as much, and it uses an AVI, which is sort of an uncompressed. And so the files are huge, and there's no way. I mean, I could send like a 1 second clip, maybe, but it's 8 minutes of video eats up full 2 gigs. So
there we go. Check the file size on that, Bob. And if that doesn't work, give us some more info. Let's go to the phone lines here, Kev. This is Luann. Good morning, Luann. You're on with the computer guys.
Hi. I just had a question. Wondered what you recommended for the best free antivirus software.
Well, you only have, in our opinion, one, maybe two good options. One of them is AVG.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time. The nice part about AVG is if you have an older computer, it's a pretty small program, and so it won't slow down your computer much.
Okay.
And people have had pretty good success with that. The other one is called Avast.
Yeah.
And Avast is quite effective. One of the things Avast does well is if it picks up a virus, it'll restart your computer. And then upon restarting, it will have pretty good success at removing that virus. That one is a little more intensive, so if you had an old computer, it may slow down your computer quite a bit.
Okay, I think I have that, the Avast,
okay.
And I just wondered if that was a good one to have.
Yeah, those are probably two of the best free programs out there.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for your call.
Mm-hmm. And always remember, though, you what you pay for. Then again, our advice this morning is also free. So
that's true. So what are people getting? Nothing.
You know? But you know, AVG and Avast—they're not. You know, they're not bad.
No, they're not bad.
AVG's interface is it's terrible.
It's clumsy.
Oh,
it's really
terrible.
Clumsy.
Looks like it was designed by a fourth grader.
Yep. And to find what you need to do, you have to go through all these menus and boxes and options. So it's not incredibly user friendly. It seems to be getting better by version. But
you think so?
Maybe a little bit.
I don't know. I think the old ones are better because they have these like giant buttons. You know, it looks like it was designed for preschoolers. So these like huge buttons that are like 2 inches by 2 inches on the screen.
All you need is a touch screen. Just tap your button.
Yeah. You know?
So interesting.
That's my take on it. So anyway.
This is kind of cool. Movies are being offered as downloads. This was as of Wednesday. It's a first for Hollywood and a breakthrough for those who hope to be able to legally download movies on the internet. Cinema Now says that it will start selling mainstream movies for download. These files can then be burned to DVD discs and watched on standalone players. The service is to make its debut today. This was as of Wednesday, with more than 100 movies available. Among the titles that can be downloaded at launch include Barbershop, Scent of a Woman, and About a Boy. Before now, Hollywood movies purchased through Cinema Now could be watched on a personal computer or a TV hooked up to a computer, but not transferred to a DVD. Studios have been reluctant to offer movies at home for at-home DVD copying because of piracy concerns, but better security technology has eased those fears.
The nice thing will be video on, well, they already have it, but better video on demand for TV. You know, you can do it now. I have a satellite and it allows you to do video
cable.
Download and stuff. But
yeah, Comcast, you can do on demand.
Well, but not just on demand, but to actually be able to keep it.
Yeah.
Because they make you watch it within 3 days.
Yep.
You know, or whatever it is. It's kind of cheap.
You mean to buy it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's a little cheaper or something.
It's cheaper, yeah. $5.
Yeah. Then could you burn it to DVD?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You could. In my opinion, you should be able to.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phone lines, Kev. This is Greg. Good morning, Greg. You're on with the computer guys.
Good morning. Nice to have you back.
Yeah, thanks,
hey,
Greg.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a son who was going to get started into doing data processing. Now, what kind of a system would you have? Now, we don't have a computer yet. So what kind of a system do you think would be best for him to get started with? What would you have? And what kind of a price range do you think we'd be looking at?
When you say data processing, is he going to be doing programming? Is he going to be, or is that all you know?
That's all I know.
Okay. Well, I would find out what software he's going to run, because sometimes the software, if you can find, a lot of times it comes with a box and it has the requirements on the side.
Oh.
And that'll tell you at least the very minimum. Now, my guess is any computer that you buy new will meet those minimum requirements. However, if he's more of an advanced programmer, he may want something a little bit nicer. But just to give you some ballpark figures on the cost of computers these days, you see on the, you know, these advertisements from Dell starting at $300.
Yeah.
Realistically.
I don't think so.
Right. Realistically, you know, if you're buying on the low end, $600. Okay. You know, by the time you actually put some couple things in there to make
so
the
you
computer.
Think for about a grand 15 or grand 1200 bucks, get something decent.
Yep, you'll get a nice computer for you know, around 1000 or a little bit, depending on the software. That's yeah. that's kind of the wild card in that, too.
Yeah, that's basically what I told him I'd be willing to invest for him. Somewhere around a grand $1,200 because he talked to about these things that come out on TV where. Well, you got a checking account, you can get one of these computers for, and they don't even give a name brand or anything.
Okay, yeah. Well, it is nice to buy a computer with a larger manufacturer standing behind it, you know, oh, yeah. Dell or one of those type of companies. So.
Yeah, because that's all I don't want to give one of these rinky-dink thing that nobody ever heard of.
Yeah.
And, you know, because I've had it with other products, too. Sure, some of the new upstarting company eventually become good, but, you know, I want the bugs worked out before I get to them.
That's right. No reason to be the guinea pig.
No.
So.
Okay, well, thanks a lot. Guys, have a great day.
Thanks, you too, Greg.
Bye.
Yep, I'd say start, find out system requirements, just kind of what more specifically they'll be doing with it. And, you know, stay, I'd say for most people, unless you just have to check email, stay away from the, you know, the entry level $300 computers. Don't get a lot with that, do you, Kev?
No, I mean, even, you know, when somebody says, I'm looking for a basic computer to do internet and email, I still wouldn't recommend that computer. Because basically, you pull it out of the box and install one piece of software, it's going to need to be upgraded.
Yeah.
It's just too painful. It's slow, and you're going to want to replace it. You know, within anything, you know, another year, you're going to want to replace it. So don't buy that $299 special unless maybe it's a gift or something for somebody who's
somebody
never
with a
had
lot
a
of
computer.
Patience.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of patience.
So, yeah, if you patient. Have questions about that, give us a call. It's definitely worth adding a few things.
That's
you know?
Right. So, Kev, do you have, well, let's look here. We had a question, and you may not know about this, Kev.
Top secret?
No, it's not top secret necessarily. This is an email. From one of our dedicated listeners, and she's wondering, she's looking into buying a new Apple computer this summer, and a few weeks ago, she heard us talking about the white MacBooks yellowing. Mm-hmm. Do we have any other news about that? She'd really appreciate to hear back. I was actually at a little geeks meeting, it's called, local
computer
nerds. It's
actually a geek support group for those who are, you know.
Yeah, so we get together and we talk about computers, and surprisingly, about three or four of the people there are huge Apple fans or whatever, well, because they're all in web design. So, you know, actually one of the guys had sent his computer back, I think already like three times after buying one of these new MacBooks. It was loud. The fans were always on. It wasn't doing it for him. So my recommendation to Amy is maybe you want to wait another month or two.
Yeah, they don't really have it
at least
worked out yet.
The kinks, there's a few.
Now, granted, this is just, it's cosmetic. It's purely cosmetic.
Well, you know, sometimes how you get that whine of the fan whine?
Mm-hmm.
He was getting that big time. That's
so
annoying. If you're sitting in a quiet room and you've just got this constant whine.
Well, sometimes it's fans, sometimes it's LCD can whine just to make this tiny little noise. Or it stops when you move your touchpad or something.
Mm-hmm.
Just the power management of it. So
he was getting that. His computer was flaking, and it was yellowing, and it was so he wasn't very happy. But I don't know. I would say, you know, they've probably gotten a few of those kinks worked out by now, but it might not be worth saving up your money for another month or two.
Yeah, and they're working on it. Oh, wait, here we go. Here's yellowing wrist rests and whining processors.
Processor, that's what it was.
So the processor itself is whining. Interesting.
Maybe it's Mac. Our two Mac listeners might appreciate this. Maybe the processor's whining because it's in a Mac.
Ooh, could be.
Intel? I don't know.
It doesn't want to be there.
I don't know.
It says, let me out.
Well, Kev, we've got 4 seconds left.
Four seconds.
So my guess is that there's...
I can't read this in 4 seconds.
Probably not. Oh, time's up.
Oh, shoot. Well, that's another week. Another 25 minutes. That one flew by.
That's a quick one.
It was. Well, thanks for your calls. And emails and everything else. And if we weren't able to take your call today, give us a call during the week. Our office number is 394-4940. We are located on the south side of Holland, 833 Maple Avenue. Again, we are from Macatawa Technologies. We are the Macatawa Technologies computer guys. You know, we'll use one in the same.
That's right. And I believe both of us will be back next week.
That's true.
So look forward to that. Thanks to everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to another hour of the Holland Area's News and Information Station, 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.